welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. It sounds like you're up in Maine, Mike.
I am in Maine, and it's one of those months where it's actually absolutely outstanding weather, and we are past black flies, and we're past mosquitoes, and it's actually an uncharacteristically dry month.
So you said months. There's more than one month where it's nice in Maine. Is that true?
It is. You've got August, September, and October.
Okay,
They're gold star months. Others are nice, but those three are great. Anyways, yeah, I'm trying to get some work done and fighting with electronics and computers and things up here. But you've chosen a great poem from the New England Journal of Medicine. It's looking at long-acting beta agonists. Just as a reminder, there have been lots of studies that have demonstrated the efficacy of chronic long-acting beta agonist use in improving pulmonary function, increasing symptom-free days, and decreasing the need for rescue beta agonists. There's lots of controversy regarding the possibility of an association of chronic long-acting beta agonist treatment with severe exacerbations and perhaps even increased mortality in small subgroups of patients. There are some experts and others who suggest that the association can be diminished or perhaps prevented by the concomitant use of inhaled steroids, but the data are not definitive, leaving us in a quandary about what to do. So this article published in the New England Journal of Medicine this year, it starts on page 1822, asks the question, is the combination of a long-acting beta agonist and an inhaled corticosteroid as safe and effective as an inhaled corticosteroid alone? Mark, what did they find?
Well, this was an important study to do. And, you know, as you said, there've been different results from different studies and even different meta-analyses where people have come in and combined the data and different groups of studies in different ways and looked at different outcomes. And some have raised concerns about the danger. Certainly using a LABA, a long-acting beta agonist alone in asthmatic patients is not a good idea. But does combining with a steroid, does that make it safe or as safe as just using a steroid alone with additional benefit? So the FDA actually asked GlaxoSmithKline to do the study, and they recruited about 12,000 patients from a bunch of 694 centers. So very big study. They all had moderate to severe asthma, at least one exacerbation in the previous year that required systemic steroids or hospitalization. So, you know, among the more severe asthmatics we'd probably be taking care of in our practices. The patients were randomized to get either fluticasone plus salmeterol or fluticasone alone. The dose was stratified into three subgroups based on disease severity, 100, 250, or 500 micrograms twice daily of the steroid. The salmeterol dose was 50 twice daily for everyone. So groups were balanced at the beginning of the study. It was a well-done randomized trial. Outcomes were blindly adjudicated, so people who assessed what was an exacerbation, you know, what was the cause of the hospitalization, didn't know what the patients were taking. And the main endpoint, and I went back and I checked the trial registry to make sure it was the same combined endpoint that they said they were going to look for, and they did. So this, you know, I'm started doing that now because we've gotten burned before where people have, you know, shifted the goalpost along the way. They didn't do that here. So basically it was first severe asthma exacerbation, which was either having to use steroids for 3 days, hospitalized, or ED visit with systemic steroids. And so that was the primary outcome. There were fewer of these severe exacerbations in the fluticasone salmeterol group than in those who got the steroid alone, 8% versus 10%. So the number needed to treat was 50 over 26 weeks. So for every 50 people who were you added the long-acting beta agonist, after half a year, one fewer had a severe exacerbation. The main safety outcome, they were looking at asthma-related deaths, intubations, hospitalizations was similar between groups, 36 events in one group, 38 in the other. There were three deaths in the combination group and six in the steroid-only group, but none of them were felt to be related to asthma. So bottom line, the combination of a long-acting beta agonist, salmeterol, plus a steroid with the steroid dose adjusted for disease severity reduces the number of severe exacerbations more than taking a steroid alone. So NNT was 50 over 26 weeks, no difference in harms. I think this is common practice for patients with severe, moderate to severe asthma to use this kind of combination. I think we can feel better about that, not have to have that lingering concern about, you know, is there some potential harm as well?
Right. No, it's a nice study. It's pretty simple and, you know, huge population base. I think it gives us confidence in moving ahead with what we've been doing for a while.
Yep. I think it's an important one.
Good. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you next week.
Great.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.